increases, will they require... you're talking in terms of initiatives versus legislation. Are there BDRs already on the books that will be tax increases, and will they require a two-thirds vote?
So any tax increase does require a two-thirds vote, which is very good news for everyone in Nevada, because Republicans have just over a third in each of the houses, and so there is some protection there for taxpayers. Hopefully Republicans hold the line and just make what should be an obvious case that, look, we have the highest or one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, and government's going to be spending likely more next year than this year. We can tough it out, and we can make the hard decisions, and if that means we've got to, go into public employee pay, if we've got to reform pension, those are some of the things that you got to do. Businesses have been making those decisions for months, and government should not be immune from those types of tough decisions.
More from Victor Jakes, Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist. And we're going to talk about what's going to be coming up, because January, even before the legislature comes back into session on February 1, there's the State of the State and a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to be going on. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 3:30 as we check out our traffic cams here for a Monday afternoon. Moderate flows right now on the Southern Beltway. Not too bad right now. 215 westbound at Windmill. Northbound St. Rose at Coronado. Going to be slow through there. Also some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Starting past the stadium there at Tropicana on up to the Spaghetti Bowl there at the 95 and the 515 intersection. Remember, the 24/7 lane restrictions continue on 15 North. That's at Lamb Boulevard. Possible delays continue there. That's going on until October. And some slowing on the 95 at Martin Luther King.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball did not play this weekend. They are next scheduled to play this upcoming weekend, Thursday and Saturday specifically, when they will travel to Fort Collins to take on Colorado State. They'll be more rested than the Rams, who are playing in San Diego this evening against San Diego State. These two teams played on Saturday, and Colorado State fought back from a huge deficit to knock off SDSU 70-67. The other Mountain West action coming up this evening, Wyoming and Fresno State will play in Fresno, and then San Jose State, they have a non-league game tonight as they're playing host to a non-D1 in Benedictine of Arizona.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1/9/21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Now that we are in the early throes of 2021 and the early throes of January, it is time to talk about the next legislative session coming up February 1st. But before that happens, the governor's going to give his state of the state. First of all, is this a symbolic speech, or does this have some substance to it?
Well, I mean, it's symbolic in the, you know, and that it doesn't make any laws or anything, but usually it's a very substantive speech. It lays out the governor's vision for the state, what he has put in his budget, what he, you know, really what he wants out of the session. It's kind of the kickoff of the legislative session. So, I mean, yes, usually I would say it's usually very substantive.
And when is it? Is it January? I thought I heard January 14th or...
You know, I don't think he's set the date yet, but yeah, I would. Okay. I mean, January 12th to 14th would be my normal guess.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be the 19th to 21st, but I don't think he's set the date.
Now, I'm curious because it is going to come perhaps before January 15th. We've got the current COVID-19 restrictions in effect until January 15th. Do you think that he will address the COVID-19? Will he increase the restrictions, pull back on the restrictions, the capacity levels, things like that?
You know, I it's just such a good question. My guess is he'll punt and extend them for a bit. You know, he's made this big deal out of, oh, New Year's, and we're going to have this big increase in cases, and the surge is coming. You know, basically the same thing he said after Thanksgiving, and then cases started to decline 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, which is when, you know, you would have seen a surge had there been a surge from Thanksgiving gathering. So, you know, if you want to talk about what's going to kill credibility among, you know, state coronavirus officials, it's always crying wolf. And I think we're going to see in, you know, 2 weeks, that they were crying wolf, that they, you know, just there's something about the coronavirus beyond their control. And really, it just seems to come in waves. And when the wave comes, there just doesn't seem to be that much you can do as a state to stop it. And when the wave is receding, even, you know, outdoor gatherings don't seem to be doing much. But I think he's going to punt. I think he's made too much of a deal about, you know, about the New Year's gatherings to be able to say, you know, he'll maybe extend it through the end of the month.
Wow. What do the numbers tell you in here in Southern Nevada or across the state, whatever you've seen? I know you look at the numbers, maybe not day to day, but I'm curious what you're seeing. I mean, is there any kind of receding of the numbers, the hospitalizations, the deaths, the cases, the things like that?
Yeah, the cases peaked in December 12th, and they've been dropping ever since. And basically over Christmas and New Year's, a lot fewer people got tested, which kind of tells you that, you know, maybe these, you know, the case numbers isn't the key factor, because if it's all of a sudden optional if you go get tested or not, then I'm guessing you're not too sick. And it's actually interesting, they updated their dashboard, and I ran some numbers, and I want you to hear the survivability rate for by age group. If you are between 10 and 29, your survivability, if you catch it, is 99.97%. Whereas in contrast, if you are over 70, it's less than 88%. Basically, 1 in 8 people over 70 who have caught coronavirus have passed away from it. And that's the type of information that I think is so important to put out there, that this is not a virus that everyone needs to be equally afraid of.
you know, if you are over 70, and I'm guessing if you dove into those numbers, you would see the over 80 numbers just be even more dramatic, maybe something like 25-30% infection fatality rate. But if you are under 50, your survivability rate, if you catch it, and the chances of you catching it are actually, you know, not that great, I guess about 10% right now based on the population, your survivability rate is 99.6% or better, which is, you know, it should just tell you everything you need to know about this virus, that the risk is not equal. Age is a huge factor. And if you are over 70, especially if you're over 80, I encourage you to be very, very cautious. But if you're, you know, under 50, it's not that big of a deal.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out and if we are going to have some sort of a New Year's spike. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I'm telling you, people over the weekend were out. They were closer to home. They may not have gone down to the Strip or gone downtown, but they were out. And all you got to look at is the traffic going down I-15 yesterday as people were making their way back to Cali. I mean, people were traveling, were they not?
Oh, they were. Yeah, of course they were. And I think what we've seen is basically people are understanding these numbers. And look, I mean, if you've been told this is deadly, and then all of a sudden you see the statistics and you're under 50 and you go, actually, this is like pneumonia, where, yeah, it could kill me, but I can't live my life in fear of pneumonia or the seasonal flu, then you're going to go out and you're going to come to Las Vegas or you're going to gather with friends. And I just think there needs to be clearer messaging, clearer information given to people to allow them to make their own decisions. Look, if you've got, grandmother who lives in the house and is 80 years old, you need to be really careful. But if you are a college student and you're living with three college buddies and you never see anyone older than 40, you don't need to be as careful. And I think people are realizing that and basically processing that information and acting accordingly.
Victor, it's a brand new year, and I'm so glad you're a part of our show for another year. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again next Monday. You have a good one.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear Carl Rove, who explains, I think, really well, that Georgia is different today than it was, say, 10 years ago. But it is still a Republican state until further notice. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
A Henderson police officer is suing the department because she alleges discrimination because she's transgender. Interesting story. I'll have the details.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086, or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I mentioned Carl Rove, who I have a great deal of respect for. I don't always agree with him, but I find him fascinating, and he seems to know what he's talking about. He was talking this morning. He was on Fox News. About how a changing Georgia electorate and exactly how they would vote tomorrow. It's going to be a get-out-the-vote sort of deal. The party that gets out the vote is going to probably win the election. It's that close. But Karl Rove talked about the changing Georgia electorate. Here it is.
Well, I think Georgia is changing demographically, and I think that's driving it. A lot of in-migration, African-American voters from the interior south moving to Atlanta, a lot of people from the northeast moving, a much younger state. But I would say this, let's keep it in perspective. On Election Day in November, yes, Donald Trump got 12,000, I guess it was 11,739 votes less than Joe Biden. But on the other hand, David Perdue got 88,000 votes more than John Ossoff, and the combined Republican vote in the 21-person jungle primary for the other Senate seat, there were roughly 50,000 more Republican votes than there were votes for Democrat candidates. So the Republicans, you know, the Republicans kept their local offices, kept their congressional seats. I mean, this was not a blue wave. This was, you know, and if you look at it, David Perdue ran ahead of Donald Trump in the Atlanta suburbs. So there are two groups of voters up in this election, this runoff election. One group group of voters are the low propensity Trump voters who turned out for him in the primarily in the outstate and significantly in North Georgia, and voted for him and voted for the other Republicans on the ballot as a result. And then the swing voters, a small group of them comparatively, when you got 5 million people, we're talking about maybe 100 or 150,000, who said either I'm not voting in the presidential race, but I'm voting down ballot, or I'm voting for Joe Biden, but returning to my Republican roots when it comes to the U.S. Senate races, my county commissioner, state representative, member of Congress, and so forth.
I happen to think he's probably right on the money. But if you listen to those numbers, 50,000 more Republicans voted, and I don't expect that to change. I don't expect that to change at all. The other major thing going on, and that is the January 6th thing. There's the January 5th thing, which is the election in Georgia. By the way, the president is just now leaving Andrews, Joint Base Andrews, and he is going to be winging his way in just moments to Atlanta, or I'm sorry, to Dalton, Georgia, where he will speak at a rally for Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. By the way, that's a tough thing. To get a positive test and you have to be in isolation in the final 2 or 3 days of a campaign, that is horrible. Anyway, Ted Cruz, you know, the January 6th thing where there's like 11 or 12, maybe more by now, members of Congress that are going to object to the ballots with the Electoral College. And I want you to hear Ted Cruz. This was Ted Cruz, and this was yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures. This is cut one, and with the Maria Bartiromo, what he wants from Congress, what he's asking them to do. Here it is.
We have an independent obligation to the Constitution. We have an independent obligation to the rule of law. And the question... Look, we've got a vote on January 6th on certification, and every member of Congress faces a dilemma. Frankly, two pretty lousy choices. One, we can vote to certify, not consider any objections. If we do that, that will be heard by a lot of Americans as saying we don't think voter fraud is a real concern. We don't think these claims should be investigated thoroughly. I know that's not what most of us believe. But secondly, and I think all of us rightly don't want to be in a position where we're suggesting setting aside the results of an election just because the candidate that we supported didn't happen to prevail. That's not a principled constitutional position. That's why in assembling this group of 11 senators, I was looking for a third option, an option that was really moored in the law. And so I'll tell you what I did, Marie. I went back and looked at the historical precedents. I think the strongest precedent is the presidential election of 1876, Hayes versus Tilden. In that election, there were serious allegations of fraud in three different states, in Florida, in Louisiana, and in South Carolina. And what did Congress do in 1876? Now, they didn't throw up their hands and say, well, gosh, we've got allegations of fraud, but we can't do anything about it. We've just got to certify. No, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
What they did instead is they appointed a commission. It was called an electoral commission, consisted of five House members, five senators, five Supreme Court justices. They considered evidence, they examined the ballots, and they made a determination based upon what the disputed ballots and what the outcome should be. What I'm arguing for is Congress ought to do the same thing. We ought to have a fair inquiry, a fair audit into these results, and we ought to resolve these claims, not just dismiss them out of hand.
Ted Cruz was going to argue in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. If the U.S. Supreme Court had taken either the Pennsylvania or the Texas case, it would have been Ted Cruz arguing for the people of the United States for the Trump campaign. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up top of the hour, Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18, and a little bit later on, a guy who is the founder and president of the movement for a new California state, splitting the state in two. Also, we'll talk about the recall effort of Gavin Newsom. We'll do that and more coming up after 5 o'clock. Stay where you are. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Monday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Las Vegas at A Plus Automotive. Get your repairs done today and pay later at our two locations, 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard, inside the car wash. A Plus Automotive repairs today, pay later.
Heidi Harris.
A Henderson police officer is suing the department because she alleges discrimination because she's transgender. Interesting story. I'll have the details.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, or if you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation, it's absolutely free. Call 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. Coming up, he is a regular on this show. He is a guy that has dedicated much of his adult life to education. He works in the legislature. He is a state senator, District 18, and he'll be coming up. We'll talk about the upcoming session, but we'll also talk about voter fraud. Here is a guy that has to run for election, and I'll put it to him. Is there voter fraud in the state of Nevada? Are there illegals voting? All of that. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week of a brand new year on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.